This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind for another week, ladies and gentlemen, as we count down to Election Day 2018? It'll be here before you know it. No kidding. It's zooming here. We're almost out of September, into October, and inside of 30 days, and phew, there it goes. So now is the time to really hone in, the issues that matter to you most, and get your answers and ask your questions, and we'll do our best to get everything in. We've got a lot of races to cover that we have not yet dipped our toe in that water, and we would welcome your input on that. I know some folks have said more on Kelly Armstrong and Max Schneider, so we'll be inviting them more as well between now and Election Day. Spent a lot of time on a race the entire country is watching, that of the incumbent Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp and her Republican challenger Kevin Cramer. That has been a very, very David versus Goliath, interesting race. It really has. And so we've been watching that one, but there's other races as well. On the statewide front, there's ballot measures. I am going to do a lot, and I mean a lot, of analysis on measure number one for you. You need the facts on this because it is the biggest fraud I can think of. It is just awful. I mean, it's just California big buck, Hollywood zillionaires who think their secret little plan to defy the will of voters, go around the voters. Never mind the voters put in Republicans. No, let's get ourselves a little Robert Mueller deep state witch hunt like apparatus in every state. And if we can't win at the ballot box, we'll just take them out that way. That's what measure one is. It is Massachusetts, Hollywood liberals thinking they know better than you. I don't like that much. My biggest issue is to say, okay, well, I'm always up for solving a problem. So first of all, tell me the problem. Okay, tell me the problem. One more time, tell me the problem. They can't tell you the problem. They go silent. If I vote for this, what will fix this? Crickets. You hear nothing. Crickets. Zero. Nada. Yeah. By the way, Todd, I think we need to send a bill to that, is it Steve Hilton? Is that his name on Fox News Channel? He does that Sunday show. The guy with the accent. He was the Brexit guy. You know what I'm talking about? He's a Brit.
Hmm.
And then ring a bell. I think it's Steve Hilton. Anyway, he's on last night, and he's using the crickets. He stole our cricket idea. Should we send them a cease and desist order, you think? Or what should we do there? I don't know. I think we got to get to the bottom of it. Because we have crickets, too. And I hate to admit it, Todd, but his crickets were better than our crickets. I'm just...
Well, that level.
I don't know where he gets his
crickets. He's got a bigger budget for crickets at that level.
Maybe that's it. He's got a cricket budget. Yeah, you're probably right. Anyway, the guy's name is Steve Hilton, just so you know. So the Measure 1 deal, certainly spending a lot of time on that. Also, Measure 3. Measure 3 is not good. Measure 2 is a good one. That's the one that says you need to be a citizen to vote. Novel concept. And that, too, is a protection, basically something that could be exploited in our Constitution down the road. So that's just a little voter integrity insurance policy is what that is. So that's a good one. And then Measure 4 is on the license plates. So I'm whether to allow, I think it's the first responders to have a little special designation on their license plate. So all of those things are on the ballot. All of those things we'll be talking about as we go. Measure 3, again, I see that as a real danger to life as we know it in North Dakota. I really do. And, I know some people, and they tend to be very loud and very proud think it's sort of a no-brainer and it's ridiculous and its time has come. But unfortunately, I think they need to admit that the people who wrote the ballot language really blew it, because the things this would allow and the freedom this would give individuals who would like to use marijuana legally in the state are really bad news. So all of those things we'll be chatting about on the program in the coming days. And if there's anything I've missed and you feel like you want it, this program belongs to you. You call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me tell you what's coming up on the show today. Bottom of the hour, Ron Ness will be here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He is the president. Their annual meeting is happening in Fargo. Events start this afternoon and go tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Special guest, Donald Trump Jr., who, by the way, will join us later on in the program. He's back. He's back to chat with us about his trip to North Dakota, so we're excited about that. Also, Alice Stewart will be here. You may remember Alice Stewart. She was part of the Michelle Bachmann campaign years ago and Mike Huckabee's campaigns. Longtime operative and just a sweet lady. I love Alice. Very astute politically. She's now on CNN, so she should get hazard pay is what she should get for that. We're going to talk with her a little bit about the Kavanaugh hearings and the latest there. Can you believe this? Can you believe this, folks? Yeah. See, the cricket itself is great. I think it's that it sounds like that there's a blowtorch behind the cricket. Maybe going after the cricket.
I used to have a better cricket thing here, but somebody got rid of it.
Yeah, somebody got rid of your cricket.
I don't know why. We haven't really had cricket need lately, so maybe that was it.
Steve Hilton was using it in the sense of, here is the response from the Democrats. Right. We could say it like this, Todd. Congressman Kevin Cramer is on every week for an hour taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, here's her response to our request.
Hello. Hello. And then she asked me, when she sees me, she asked me, how come I'm turning so gray? And
yeah,
I didn't have the presence of mind to ask, well, you know, I've been waiting for your response on getting on the show, and that's what's making me turn gray. But okay.
I've been gray. Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, all that today, Alice Stewart on the Kavanaugh nomination. You know, when I saw the latest allegation last night, the New Yorker put something out, okay? I mean, not exactly the place where you're going to get straight up, fair and balanced journalism, right? But the New Yorker put something out. Brett Kavanaugh, as a college student, exposed himself to a fellow student, okay? Evidently, they've been shopping this story for weeks, okay? And they're trying to get people to take it. New York Times was one of them. New York Times looked at it. New York Times interviewed everybody they mentioned as a witness, and nobody said they were there. All of their witnesses, in other words, they're saying, these people will back up my allegation that he exposed himself to me. And you just go talk to him. New York Times goes to talk to him. It's crickets. It's nothing. I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Unless they're counting the locker room, then maybe, but.
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It really is. And in my view, and I'm serious about this, you know, these two allegations are being done for one reason. Brett Kavanaugh is on the cusp of joining the Supreme Court, okay? Supposedly, obviously, these go back many, many years, one in college to 1982 and one 36 years to high school. And, you know, if they actually happen, then I would want these people to have their day to vet this out and get to the bottom of it. But when you do it minutes before a Supreme Court nomination, to me, it's blatantly political. And if they're found out to be false, as the New York Times has gone a ways to finding out the one about Yale is false, what should the penalty be? What should the penalty be of the accuser?
Loaded question there.
There should be a penalty in my mind, because this is the most offensive thing you can do to people who have a legitimate claim of sexual harassment or sexual wrongdoing. Because now everybody has to endure that. Well, is it true? Is it not true? Is it not true? Penalize them, in my view. This is just ridiculous. Myrna in Minot wants to talk about Measure One. What's on your mind, Myrna?
Well, I don't know. I'm 83, and I don't get the paper, so I don't know what Measure One is.
Well, you're smarter for not getting the paper. I'm only kidding. The Minot Daily News is a fine paper. But Measure One is a ballot measure. They had people sign the petition by saying, are you against corruption? We're the anti-corruption measure. I think we're all against corruption, right, Myrna?
Of course.
Yeah, but it's a fraud. It's not about ending corruption. It's about disregarding the Constitution of the state of North Dakota. It is about politics through and through. It's funded by out-of-state zillionaires from Massachusetts and Hollywood. It's a total fraud.
Oh, well, there's a lot of that going around.
There's a lot of that going around. You're exactly right, Myrna. So that's what it is. When you go to the ballot, you'll see something about corruption on there, which they're really hoping will fool enough people to say, oh, yeah, I'm against corruption. Where do I put yes? But it's a solution in search of a problem is what it is, Myrna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bad news. Yeah, tell your friends and neighbors about that one, too, Myrna. Tell everybody you know about it, because a lot of people don't pay attention to the measures until they get there, you know. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yeah, with Ron Ness at the bottom of the hour on What's on Your Mind, to preview the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They're kicking off this afternoon with the Bakken 2.0 event that Governor Doug Burgum will be a part of, and other folks. Really, really good information at those Bakken 2.0 events. This one's at the Sanctuary in downtown Fargo. Take it in if you can. We'll talk more about it with Ron coming up here in a little bit. Alice Stewart will join us to talk about the Kavanaugh nomination, and Donald Trump Jr., who also will be part of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, in town tonight for a event for Congressman Kevin Cramer. A little fundraiser, a little gathering, a little get-to-know-you kind of session with Donald Trump Jr., I guess. And then tomorrow, speaking at 9 a.m. in front of the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting as well, which goes through Wednesday. Hey, when you spray as much as you do, you want support from folks who know spray application. And I have a solution for you. Nobody knows spray application like the folks at High Plains Apache. These guys get it. They really do. The new 2019 models are in. Check out the new 40 series Apache sprayers. They have a new look along with new features. Financing and leasing are available on the sprayers to make it nice and easy for you. And there's also some used sprayers on hand if anyone's looking for sprayers. High Plains Apache has them. High Plains Apache. They're in Marindan. It's 663-2375. You can stop and see them. They're also in Frontier, south of Fargo. Exit 60 over there in the southeast corner of I-29 and 52nd there, right by the new Walmart. Or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. To call us and weigh in today on the program, welcome your calls, questions, and comments. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also text 701-367-2054 for me, 701-226-8503 for Todd. Okay? Texter says, the way I see it, if they're lying to Congress, it should be the same penalties if they're lying to the FBI. Okay? I like that. I like a penalty. That's all I care. In church on Sunday, the priest said, quote, Jesus made the dumb speak, unquote. My wife nudged me and said, so that's where Democrats came from. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're making political jokes in church now. Unbelievable. Yeah. I think it was the mute that he made speak. Never mind. Let's go here. Scott, do you know if there are or will be ads running against Measure 1? If this measure has deceptive wording, then they need to educate North Dakotans about it before the election, says Marr. Marr, I believe they are working on that. There is a committee that's working on that. There are efforts underway on that. The GNDC, which is the gold standard statewide business organization in North Dakota, is working on that. So stay tuned. Texter says, interesting how CNN is spinning this against Cramer. Yeah, so the listener is referring to a CNN story that came out on Friday, I guess, or Saturday, saying that the Kavanaugh accusation was absurd because they were drunk and the assault attempt never went anywhere. Comment that Congressman Cramer made to a radio talk show on Friday that I agree, and he, by the way, has come out and clarified it because of how it was being used. I think if Congressman Kevin Cramer had said Todd, you know, really shouldn't wear stilettos in a parade, they would have tied that to Congressman Cramer doesn't care about you know, sexual abuse, and you know, it's the game they're playing. And you know, I find it very interesting that Senator Heitkamp has a people that she pays to listen and to call into when Congressman Cramer is on the air, and then send those to places like CNN where they have all kinds of buddies, because fake news and you know, Democrats running for Congress are one and the same. They're allied, right? But she doesn't come on and take questions from you. So she is finding things he's saying to twist in conversations with North Dakotans. That's what you're supposed to do as a candidate, isn't it? Other than her very bizarre alliance with Planned Parenthood and her high-fiving with Chuck Schumer over something as serious as deciding when a baby feels pain and whether or not you should still be able to abort that baby, high five after your no vote on that. Other than her extreme pro-choice record, of which she will never waver one bit, she is vehemently against anything to do with the pro-life. Won't even meet with the pro-life folks. Won't even meet with them. Look, you can have a difference of opinion on things. Sit down and say, I'm not where you are, but I'll respect your opinion. She doesn't do it. And she just loathes the pro-life movement. Now, by the way, the pro-life movement in North Dakota is a solid majority. A solid majority. That's how much she adheres to the radical pro-choice Planned Parenthood movement. And other than the fact that that offends me to my core, her disregard of you, average, everyday folks that get up and make North Dakota go, respecting you enough to answer a few questions, it's number two on my list. Offends me to no end. Really does. Chad in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Great, sir. How are you?
Good. You know that one ad you guys have for that farmer in Carrington, North Dakota, how we got this trade war and all that stuff about the soybeans, he might lose his farm and all that stuff?
Yes.
You remember that ad?
Oh, I do. Yeah, this is the left-wing activist who's been a candidate for Congress, extreme liberal. So yet another extreme liberal that is endorsing Heidi Heitkamp. Not a surprise to me at all.
You know, this morning you had a guy on there in your other show, and a really good guy. He explained out exactly why the soybean prices and all that stuff and how China, you know, he's saying that this trade war. But reality is, if we don't get this nipped in the bud now, China is buying almost all their soybeans from Brazil anyway because they own the market over there. I don't remember what that guy's name was, but he was very intelligent.
Yeah, it's Eugene Grainer, and he's a great resource. And I will post that interview on my Facebook page. Todd might want to share it. I don't know if Todd has any room to share it because his Facebook is blowing up now with the fact that that he dared to post a picture of little kids flipping off the President of the United States as they went by. Todd, I'm glad you did. And I see you're getting some guff about that, by the way, on the page.
Oh, just a little bit. Yeah, I didn't realize I had posted a conclusion about whether that was proper or not. If you want to ask me about my conclusion, I'll be glad to tell you. I don't think it is, but that wasn't the point.
When I saw it, I was like, are you kidding me? We come to this. We're putting our kids out there now to flip off. So anyway, Chad, to answer your question, I'll put that up here shortly, okay?
I appreciate it. You guys have a very good program. Thank you very much.
Well, very nice of you to say. Thank you very much. So watch your Facebook for that link momentarily.
I'll make some room to share it over there. I may need to do some reconstruction on Facebook to pull that off. But
Louie and Moorhead wants to talk about Kavanaugh. So do I. Can you believe what's happening to this guy? A new allegation over the weekend. What do you make of that? Gary in Fargo. What's the way into? More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Carson Wentz has a hot spring spas and pool tables too, pool table, and a whole lot of other things. But what do you sell here? What attracted Carson to your pool tables, Vince, at hot spring spas?
Well, he wanted the one that had NDSU on it, and Olhausen is the only brand, the only one made in the United States, so they can do custom pool tables, and we did him NDSU pool table and shuffleboard table.
What if I want a University of North Dakota pool table?
We can do a University of North Dakota pool table as well. It's kind of fun to customize your game room.
Hot spring spas and pool tables to Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. For the Brunswick and Olhausen pool tables. Come see them. The best brands, Olhausen and Brunswick, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake.
It is price to go.
Now's the time to buy at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you, and save big.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The scourge of drug addiction continues to claim too many lives in the United States and in nations around the world.
President Trump in New York City this morning, where he's at the United Nations, speaking a short time ago at an event that's calling for action to address the global drug problem.
Today we commit to fighting the drug epidemic together.
President Trump will have a busy schedule at the United Nations General Assembly this week, where upon his arrival this morning, he was speaking in support of his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, expressing that support despite new misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh from a woman who claims he exposed himself to her at a party when they were at Yale in the early 80s. Kavanaugh says in a statement the incident never happened. He is calling the allegations a, quote, smear, plain and simple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? Donald Trump Jr. coming up in a little bit. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council in a few minutes here to preview the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, which will be keynoted by, yes, Donald Trump Jr. Then Alice Stewart at the top of the hour, the latest on this Kavanaugh situation, so stay tuned for that as well. Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. We're powered by MyPillow here, up to 50% off everything they sell, including the new Giza sheets, which Todd and Carrie have, and the MyPillow mattress topper that Maria and I have. Oh, my gosh, is that great. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for up to 50% off all of it, or 800-226-8503, 800-226-8503. You tell them that Scott and Todd sent you, ladies and gentlemen, will you? Please tell them Scott and Todd sent you right there in the promo code. All right, let's go to Lois in Moorhead. Lois in Moorhead had a question about Kavanaugh. Go ahead, Lois.
Hi. I think Kavanaugh should call their bluff. I think he should demand an investigation, because if the women know that there's going to be an investigation, they're going to back on right away, and that it would just shut this whole thing down right away. Don't you think?
Yeah, not a bad idea. I guess he just wants it over, and he knows it's games they're playing. So I suppose he's hopeful that that'll all be exposed in the hearing on Thursday. But I don't, you know, to me, what's so blatantly obvious is that the Democrats want to delay this, right? They just hope delay this, then it'll be too close to the election, and then they're going to say, well, you know, see, we're not going to, you know, we're going to hold off till after. Then they're going to hope they lose the Senate, and they make this a referendum on the, it's gamesmanship, but that's, you know, whatever needs to be done to expose the truth, I guess I'm with you, Lois, 100%. I gave you the wrong number for my pillow. I don't know why I did that. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 is the MyPillow number, if you're jotting that down. 800-506-9028. Our number is, of course, 800-228-0550. Gary in Fargo, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's high time that we quit taking this stuff from the Democrats. I've had it with the Democrats. How about Republicans start exercising their fingers and dialing some phone numbers? Call the Senate Congressional switchboard. If anybody's interested, Senator Flake, and that guy's aptly named because he is a flake. But let him know his number is 202-224-4521. And let that guy know that if he keeps standing up and obstructing Republicans and obstructing Kavanaugh, that he won't be able to get a dog catcher's position in Fargo when he leaves the Senate. Oh, excuse me, Heidi Heitkamp is going to have the dog catcher's job in Fargo in November, so we don't want him trying to compete for Heidi's job there, but we got to start fighting back. And I say we start calling in, we start complaining, to Flake, Feinstein, the whole lot of them, and letting them know what we think. They keep getting away with it because we're not outraged enough to exercise our fingers to call in and tell them what sorry pieces of trash they are. Just because they're elected doesn't mean they're high and mighty. That's all I got to say on it.
Well, I certainly wouldn't
get upset with this whole thing. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's asinine, and we shouldn't be putting up with it.
Yeah, I understand your frustration. I do, Gary. I just see Republicans nowhere near as good at the fight, at the battle, as Democrats, and they are clearly playing this 100%. There's no doubt about it. I hope Jeff Flake will not pull a John McCain, as McCain did on the repeal and replace of Obamacare, was the deciding vote with his thumbs down. This, by the way, from someone elected a number of times saying he opposed Obamacare. So here was his chance. And, of course, he voted no and said it wasn't about Obamacare. It's amazing what they can get by with. But I hope Jeff Flake would have some decency towards Brett Kavanaugh or any of the others, would see Brett Kavanaugh as really a victim in this. That's my hope, that they'll, step up to the plate for that reason, if nothing else. So it'll be interesting. And I tell you what, if Heidi Heitkamp votes against it, I think she drops further in the polls, which is not good for her, because now she's going to say she believes them versus Brett Kavanaugh. Appreciate all your calls on this. More with Alice Stewart at the top of the hour from CNN, who has been following this closely, and we'll get you the latest as well. Don't forget CNN. No, not CNN. New York Times has punched holes in this whole story. The New York Times, they had the story. They didn't make it public because they said there was nothing there. So there is this latest story I'm talking about. It's got a lot of holes in it. We'll continue to follow it. Hey, big week in Fargo for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting that is happening beginning later today with Bakken 2.0 that Governor Burgum will participate in, and a whole host of great experts on the industry. And then, of course, Donald Trump Jr., keynoting tomorrow's events going into Thursday as well. A lot happening, and we're catching up with Ron Ness today to talk a little bit about it. Ron, how you doing?
Scott, we're doing fantastic today. We're looking to be forward to being in Fargo this week, and as you were mentioning, we've got just an absolutely outstanding agenda, and it's a Fargo agenda because it's high tech, and the entire 3 days is really focused around technology and what the technology is, what's happening in the Bakken, but also there's so much more to come, and I think that's one of our key messages coming to Fargo is, understanding the magnitude and the worldwide significance of the Bakken. Is this not just a Western North Dakota thing and not a North Dakota thing or a regional thing? The Bakken is a world player in the energy world, and it is going to help drive our state's economy along with agriculture. And we need to continue to develop the technology that's going to take us to the next level. And, the governor's talked about 2 million barrels a day. And we're going to need the great minds of our universities in eastern North Dakota. And we got to develop a workforce that's there for the future. It's a long-term oil play in North Dakota, as you well know.
Sometimes it feels as though Fargo, from Watford City, heart of the Bakken, or pick your spot, where there's oil activity going on right now, the hub of the activity in western North Dakota, like a million miles away, which is crazy given the fact that we're a small state in population and not humongous in size. Obviously, a fair amount of distance could take you 4 or 5 hours to get out west in the thick of the Bakken. But do you sometimes feel that that eastern North Dakota doesn't grasp enough of what's happening right underneath our noses here?
Well, Scott, I think that's a big part of the message this week, that 4 or 5 years ago when the Bakken was at its peak, we were seeing a lot of businesses looking west and doing business in the west. And we want to see that grow again. We want this to be a North Dakota enhanced oil play, whether you're a home builder or you're putting in windows or you look at the demand opportunity in the western communities, the continued infrastructure need, You know, we're spending about $2 billion this year alone just putting in new natural gas infrastructure. We're going to need to do that time and time again. Not only that, but the 192 new students in Watford City, those moms and dads are showing up at that school with their kindergartner, but they also have a toddler and maybe another one on the way. Well, they want homes for those families. So you think of all of the opportunities that come with that. And some of the significance that we're going to show this week is, yes, look at the technology, but look how much more we need in terms of technology. But also really the message out to the investors, the entrepreneurs, the business people, this is a significant oil play. Certainly top five in the world today. Currently the number one oil play in the United States, as the Permian and the Eagle Ford are going through some of the growing pains we went through 5-6 years ago. The Bakken has now become the place to put your dollar, but we're restrained. We're hamstrung on a number of fronts. Number one is workforce, certainly increased investment into that gas capture, building those plants. We've got to have the people there to build those plants. But the community growth is going to be a big portion of this going forward.
And some folks may have, if they don't follow this closely necessarily, would say, you know, sort of I heard this before and then it dropped off because of the price. How is it back now? What's different now? What allows you to talk about the future with such enthusiasm given what we've been through, Ron?
Well, Scott, we were at a peak, and those jobs at that point, a lot of jobs that are always going to peak up and down, flex up and down with the price of oil, drilling new wells. But each well that goes in place, we're now at 15,000 Bakken wells. We have brought down the economic threshold of the Bakken substantially, which allows you to invest more and drill more. But each of these new wells producing over 1 million barrels a day, 1.23 million barrels a day today, 2.5 BCF of gas a day, those are permanent jobs. And those people that were there previously, a lot of them transitioned into these permanent production jobs. You have to live within an hour of that oil well, of that office. It's becoming high tech. We're moving from people out in the field into office buildings in Watford City and Williston and monitoring these wells remotely with technology. We're looking at drones. We're looking at satellites. We have become extremely high tech. And through that downturn, what happened was we made the Bakken better. The infrastructure improved. Primarily, the individual well performance improved. So, yes, we went through a down period, as all major economies do. But we came out better, and those are permanent jobs. And the enrollments of the schools didn't drop through that downturn, and certainly we're at record oil production today. So you're going to have some fluctuation, just like you would with any other industry as prices go up. But typically, those are people that are going to transition in and transition out, just like road construction crews. With the number of road construction dollars in the state budget, you're going to have more crews in and more crews out. But the fact of the matter is, you're putting up a new business every time you drill an oil well, and that well needs to be serviced. That well needs services in town and in that community and regionally.
Chat with Ron Nesbitt, North Dakota Petroleum Council. There are a three-day North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting kicks off tonight with the Bakken 2.0 event, actually later this afternoon. And then tomorrow, Donald Trump Jr. You always have great speakers, but this one's kind of neat given the political cycle right now to have the president's son here. I bet you're excited about that, huh?
Scott, you know, we had reached out to him for the Willis Basin Petroleum Conference, and he brings a great message. Besides the politics of it all right now, it's kind of timing, but his message really about a growing economy, and it's interesting to have a New York businessman come to North Dakota and talk about, you know, what he not only sees from a business world standpoint, but certainly what his father has done and their vision for going forward, because they have unleashed the economic and entrepreneurial spirit. Again, I think we've backed off regulations. Certainly there are market conditions with various things that they're going to have impacts from now and then. But at the end
hang on
of
one
day,
sec, Ron, if you would, we'll pick up on the other side of the break, talk more about the keynoter that kicks off tomorrow's event, Donald Trump Jr. More after this.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business,
making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 11 before the top of the hour. We'll talk to Alice Stewart at the top of the hour from CNN, political analyst on the latest on the charges, new charges now, too, against Supreme Court nominee of President Trump, Brett Kavanaugh. Also, Donald Trump Jr. will join us. A little preview of his visit to North Dakota over the next couple of days, which is, I think, wonderful. We'll chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So we're going on the break, and you were talking about, you know, the business message from Donald Trump Jr. I think everybody thinks Donald Trump Jr. They think, you know, let's talk about how his dad succeeds and how they're doing politically and how they fight off all these battles. But sounds like you're as interested in that as you are just having him understand what's happening here and also understand a little bit about his journey, too. Huh, Ron?
Scott, you're exactly right. I've been in contact, you know, with his folks, and, you know, we want to hear the
business side of the story. And another important aspect of this is getting speakers like this and the national attention that you get helps drive the investment back into the Bakken and into North Dakota. And, you know, the Wall Street investors, we spend about $45 million a day in the North Dakota Bakken. And, you know, just put a pencil to that. That's somewhere around $300 million a week that has to be invested in this state. And we need the confidence of home builders, developers, and entrepreneurs and real estate folks to understand the magnitude and the longevity of the Bakken. It's a world-class resource. And Justin Kringsted with the Pipeline Authority rolled out for the North Dakota Industrial Commission some data that showed, you know, 40 to 60 years of oil and gas development. That's with the technology we have today. So we need to really zero in on getting and ensuring that we have that infrastructure in place, whether it be continued enhancements of those roads so we can harvest that oil every day, building those roads up so they can handle those trucks that run 24/7 every day and move that energy and move those commodities back and forth. So a lot of that comes from places like Wall Street, comes from bankers, it comes from entrepreneurs. So This gives North Dakota and a play like the Bakken a message factor that's going to be heard. We're going to have, I think, CNN and other major news networks there, and they'll be listening to what's being said about the significance and the role we have to play. And of course, today's Bakken 2.0 session, you know, that's essentially another one of the 250 plus town halls that have been held across North Dakota, talking about educating about the Bakken, but also showcasing and highlighting the amazing opportunities and technologies that we're seeing come forth. And I think a lot of that started 2 years ago when we had a change at in the President of the United States. And all of a sudden, as a business person, you could wake up every day thinking about, how do I make my business better? How do I reduce my costs? How do I improve my productivity versus how do I, you know, save myself from these attacks against by the federal government every single day that we were seen as an onslaught, not only in energy, but in agriculture and other businesses.
I also want to point out, by the way, today at the Bakken 2.0 event that Ron's mentioning, that's free and open to the public. There's no charge for that whatsoever. It's at the Sanctuary Event Center and starts with a social at 2:30, and the program gets going at 3 o'clock today. But I've been to a number of these over the years and learned something at every single one from people who you think, you know, are telling the same story, but they aren't. They're telling today's story, and you learn really a ton. So Ron will speak about the latest in the Bakken. Kathy Nesset, who's just a world-class resource, really walks you through understanding oil and gas. Some great, knowledge from the EERC about subsurface R&D that's going on, and that's, again, the future, the technology that Ron's talking about. And the energy transportation with Justin Kringsted, you mentioned him. And then John Haryu from UND, also a part of that innovation that's happening at the University of North Dakota's Energy and Environmental Research Center. And then it wraps up with Jack Stark, who is, of course, the president of Continental Resources, just talking about the future of the Bakken and where things are going. Governor Burgum will be there as well. So this will be a great event. Then it ends with a public social at 5 o'clock. So that's a world-class bit of information there this afternoon, isn't it, Ron?
Scott, that really is a great session, and you're right. That is the Bakken now. That is what's going on today. What are our challenges today? And when you begin to see some of the technologies that are beginning to be developed, not only at EERC, but we have NDSU engaged on a number of different fronts. We have the University of North Dakota, of course, the Petroleum Engineering School engaged, and, you know, moving the needle on any of these challenges that we have. I firmly believe this, that we are the tip of the spear in the terms of where the oil is, where we discover the challenges that come along with producing oil from shale. And the world looks at us in terms of what's the next solution, because we have solved many, many of these challenges, but we need the great minds in North Dakota. We need the power of the research universities, and we need everybody to come together. But we also need to start showcasing and educating our young North Dakotans and other North Dakotans that there are so many high-tech jobs. These are not just jobs in which you're out your typical mindset of an oil and gas job. This is a high-tech industry. We need to attract high-tech people and a lot of job opportunities out there, but not just in the oil and gas sector either. We need nurses, and we need people across all sectors that provide the goods and services, I think, across the entire state of North Dakota to supply this.
It'll be an exciting week to talk about all of it. NDOil.org for the agenda. Donald Trump Jr. speaks to open things up at 9 a.m. Tomorrow as well. Ron, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Scotty. Have a good week.
You bet. We'll see you in a bit. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council. By the way, Rod Rosenstein, either resigning or heading to the White House to be fired, depending on which news organization you're believing. That breaking right now. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein heading to the White House, expected to be fired or is resigned.
I'm Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.